hit me harder than a drink does. You're gonna take me all the way up. Something about you, baby, got me going crazy. I don't know what to do. You say my name and make it sound so sexy. Love how you do that thing, yeah, you know what gets me. I'm talking slow motion all night long. Baby, love you with the lights on. Just cherry on top. I've never been high like this. Turn out the lights and let me breathe you in. Your eyes are so diamond, body so gold, and I don't wanna let you go. I've never met a girl like you.
With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Pope has passed away. Pope Francis died at 7:35 this morning. In an announcement, Cardinal Kevin Farrell of the Vatican announced that the Bishop of Rome, Francis, returned to the home of the Father. Pope Francis was born December 17, 1936 in Buenos Aires, Argentina, the first pope from the Society of Jesus, the first from the Americas in the Southern Hemisphere, and the first born or raised outside Europe since the 8th century Syrian Pope Gregory III. He was created a cardinal in 2001 by Pope John Paul II. Luigi Mangione will be arraigned this week in the murder trial of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. The 26-year-old is set to be arraigned Friday after a federal grand jury in Manhattan returned a four-count indictment against him last week. A Sam's Club phasing out its in-person checkouts at all of its 600 locations. This is SRN News.
Mike Huckabee here for Vinia. Vinia is the remarkable red grape circulation superfood shown in the clinical trial to increase the dilation of arteries for better blood flow. Better blood flow gives me the physical energy I want. Better blood flow means more oxygen can go to my brain to give me the mental alertness that I need to be at the top of my game. I've taken Vinia every day for over 3 years. It's been a life changer. Each Vinia capsule has the same amount of piceid resveratrol found in 1,000 grapes or a full bottle of wine, but without the sugar, calories, or alcohol. If you want all-day energy, better mental alertness, start your day with Vinia. Go online to get your first month free.
Go to Vinia.com to learn how to get your first month free. Enter discount code HUCKFREE at checkout. Visit VINIA.com. Use discount code HUCKFREE to save. Plus, we'll include free shipping and a 90-day risk-free guarantee. Go to Vinia.com right now.
Rise and shine.
What is that noise?
What's that face?
Happy Monday.
Good morning,
everyone.
Mondays suck.
Hey there, guys, ready to get wild and crazy?
I don't work Mondays.
I'm taking you off the air until further notice.
Okay, great. Have a good show.
Are we on the air?
It's go time.
Rise and shine. Well, rise at least.
Yeah.
It's
Monday fun day. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Monday fun day. And I got a little static in my earphones.
I'm hearing some static, too.
Yeah. I wonder if it's weather related. We got some weather over the weekend.
We definitely did get some weather this weekend.
Crazy. How did the hideout go with you?
It was great. Really appreciate everyone who came out and supported and joined the crawfish boil and Easter Sunday. We had a lot of people for the Easter egg hunt and brunch. So it was a hustle and bustle at the old hideout this weekend. It was great to see.
Good.
The weather held out for us pretty well. So
I was crossing my fingers for you.
Thank you. It really worked. I think that's what did it, Jeff.
I think it was.
It did.
Because we were looking at the forecast, because we, you know, because we knew the storms were coming in, so we had to come in to cover severe weather. But I'm glad it kind of held off for you guys.
I am too. I am as well. I heard that it hit Texas pretty hard all over the place, though.
Oh my goodness, we had I think 9 confirmed touchdown, you know, tornadoes that touched down.
It's crazy.
I know Millsap and over by Weatherford, they got hit.
I thought I saw something. Did it hit Stephenville?
Around there, yeah. Around there, like Weatherford area, Millsap got hit, Toller had a touchdown. I mean, just several tornadoes touched down. It was just wild, wild weekend. It got a little wild around here. We had to come in to do severe weather from like 11:30. I think we left around 2:30.
Saturday night, that was a big storm that came through.
Yeah, it was good size. I didn't think it was going to be a whole lot. I mean, I'm not a weatherman. I don't know. It just didn't seem like it was going to be that big. But then once we got here, then it was like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
A lot. This is a busy night.
Yeah, it was a lot bigger than anticipated.
It was. But we got it handled. Hopefully everyone's safe and you had a good turnout.
So. Yeah. So it was a good weekend, all in all.
All in all, good weekend. Weather-wise, it's not going to be a great week weather-wise unless you really like rain and thunderstorms. Today, kind of the exception to the rule. Sunny today and high near 82. Tonight, mostly clear and 55 for the low. Tuesday, we're looking at 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, kind of mainly in the afternoon hours. Otherwise, partly sunny, 84. Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms possible again after 1 o'clock. Wednesday, Thursday, the same thing, showers, thunderstorms. Friday, showers and thunderstorms. So after today, kind of a rainy, thunderstormy kind of week in store for us.
Looks like it.
Which might play havoc with baseball and softball playoffs. So keep it here for your updated baseball and softball schedules and times because the weather could really place havoc with that. Current temps right now, if you're just waking up with us at 6:06, it's 54 in Cisco. Ballinger 50, 52 in Goldthwaite, 46 at the airport in Brownwood. Your sunrise 7 o'clock, your sunset 8:08, and your first light is 6:34 today.
Yeah. First, a little glimmer of hope, glimmer of light.
So enjoy today. Today, almost that perfect day, sunny and 82.
Yeah, if you're going to have some outdoor activities to get done this week, today's the day to do it.
I got to mow today. I have to mow because our front and back look a little shaggy.
Yeah, I need to just weed eat. There's just a little area that's like right under where the roof leaks off.
Yeah.
That's really tall, so need to get that mowed down before you can't even see Luna in the backyard.
Are you back there? Hope everyone had a great weekend. Hope you had a great Easter weekend. And we're back at it for the week. Jeff and Courtney waking you up. Impossible question of the day is on the Facebook page. Do you have the question?
I do. Let me pull it up here.
We already got a lot of people checking in. I'm surprised. For a Monday, a lot of people are rising and shining already.
Yeah. First thing this morning, the impossible question is 16% of apprehended shoplifters have stolen this item. What is it? Get your answer in by 8:30 for a chance to win a 6-pack of DP and a KOXC t-shirt.
It's just really, the answer is just really silly.
It is.
Why?
It is pretty silly. And it's also unexpected. I wasn't expecting that.
And dumb.
Yeah. Well, I mean, shoplifting's dumb.
To begin with.
Yeah, to start out, shoplifting's not smart.
I will say that I think that Jimmy is on the right. I think Jimmy Gregory is on the right path.
Yeah, he's
close.
He is.
A little more specific.
Right. So, silly, silly, shoplifting silly, but yeah. Also, the answer is kind of silly.
Yeah.
Not what I expected it to be at all.
So, if you got some time, hit up the Facebook page and play along with the impossible question. And then when you're done with that, just kind of mosey on over to the websites. A little mosey on a Monday. And
moseying Monday.
We got your country music news from Shannon McCombs. It'll get you caught up on what's going on in Nashville. You can see kind of a list of what's going on this week for the morning show. Pictures of myself and Courtney. We still want you to take that radio survey and just... and then go to the podcast section. You can listen to the past 5 shows if you missed one.
That's exciting.
Really?
So for one morning, you just couldn't get up. You're just like, no, I'm sleeping in today, but I don't want to miss Jeff and Courtney. You just go to the website.
Yeah, very easy. Easy peasy.
Yep, go to the website, and there it was. So did you have a good weekend other than that?
Other than the severe weather coverage, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
I just kind of hung out with the fair Rebecca, and...
That's always nice.
We did our thing. Whatever our thing is, we did it. It was Sunday was kind of a haze just because we didn't get back home until like 3 o'clock in the morning from severe weather, and so we slept in.
Nice. Yeah, got some rest, much needed rest.
Rest. Then we do. We always meal prep for the upcoming week, so we got our lunches and our breakfasts and dinners all meal prepped.
That's good.
So that's knocked out.
I didn't do any of that.
You had a long day Saturday.
Yeah, I worked all weekend, and then today I am taking off though. I am going to, well, I mean, I'm working, but I'm also taking off.
Are you
going to
work from home all week?
No. Today, I'm going to actually take the day from the hideout.
Good for you.
But, I'll work for the rest of the week.
Good for you. All right, Monday, what do you do this weekend? Let us know. Anyone have any interesting things this weekend?
Exciting happened?
Did you meet like a celebrity or anything happen? Give us a call, 646-1013. Let us know what happened this weekend. 10 minutes after 6 o'clock on a back-to-work, back-to-school Monday. Anything else we need to get to?
I don't know. I'm curious about what the static is happening in my ears.
I'm also curious about rain totals. Anybody have any rain totals, give us a call. 646-1013. We had our share here, but I think North Texas really got hit harder.
Oh, it was definitely. I went through a puddle, I think it was Sunday morning, and I was like, well, that was a much bigger puddle, a much deeper puddle than I thought it was. It like went over the roof of the FJ, and I'm like, that's pretty tall.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. We got some rain this weekend.
Yeah, we definitely did.
10 minutes after 6 o'clock, Jeff and Courtney getting you up on a back to work and a back to school Monday.
41. You were wiping off some ketchup on the table that was done. I knew you didn't see me. I was in a corner booth. Of course you weren't my waitress. Mine was missing her front tooth. So I flagged you down for coffee, but I couldn't say a thing. But I'm in love with you, baby, and I don't even know your name. I'm in love with you, baby, I don't even know your name. I've never been too good at all those sexual games. So maybe it's just better if we leave it this way. I'm in love with you, baby, and I don't even know your name. So I ordered straight tequila, a little courage and a shot. I asked you for a date and then I asked to tie the knot. I got a little wasted, yeah, I went a little far. But I finally got to hug you when you helped me to my car. The last thing I remember, I heard myself say, I'm in love with you, baby, and I don't even know your name. I'm in love with you, baby, I don't even know your name. I've never been too good at all those sexual games. So maybe it's just better if we leave it this way. I'm in love with you, baby, and I don't even know your name. The next thing
Mary's DeVille, she smiled at me without her left front tooth. And I said, where the hell am I? And just who the hell are you? She said, I was your waitress, and our last name's now the same. Cause I'm married to you, baby, and I don't even know your name. Yeah, I'm married to a waitress, I don't even know her name. I've never been too good at all those sexual games. I never thought my love life would quite turn out this way. Hey, I'm married to a waitress, and I don't even know her name. Get me out of here.
You're waking up with Jeff and Courtney on 101.3 KOXC.
It's no secret that lately there ain't no escaping that I've been waking up alone. Just me and the TV and a sinking feeling that you ain't ever coming home. But today, cause the boat's in the bay and it's calling my name, so I'm headed on out the door. Cause the sun's too bright, the sky's too blue, air's too cold to be thinking about you. Gonna take this heartbreak and tuck it away, save it for a rainy day. I knew I'd been missing the feel of the wind on my face. I was stuck in a habit of wondering what happened, too busy taking all the blame. But a dream or two is a foolproof remedy. It's a beautiful world with a beautiful girl kind of making eyes at me. Cause the sun's too bright, the sky's too blue, beer's too cold to be thinking about. You're gonna take this heartbreak and tuck it away, save it for a rainy day. Yeah, the music's too good, my friends are all out, and they're all too high to be bringing them down. If they ask about you, I got nothing to say, I'll save it for a rainy day. There'll be plenty of time for whys and whys and how not let you get away. But the lying in bed all stuck in my head is just gonna have to wait. Cause the sun's too bright, the sky's too blue, fear's too cold to be thinking about you. Gonna take this heartbreak and tuck it away, save it for a rainy day. Yeah, the music's too good, my friends are all too high to be bringing them down. If they ask about you, I got nothing to say, I'll save it for a rainy day. Gonna take this heartbreak and tuck it away, save it for a rainy day.
That's old Kenny Chesney, save it for a rainy day. But we had a rainy weekend, no doubt about it. 617 at KOXC on a back to work and a back to school Monday. It's the big show. Jeff and Courtney, good morning.
Good morning.
Still got the static kind of in the headphones. I wonder if it's weather related or rain gets in the wires, maybe.
don't know.
I don't know. It's very odd. It's if it's coming over the air, let us know. Give us a call. 646-1013. If that's static, it's kind of getting over the air because it seems to be getting worse.
Yeah. It's very staticky in my ears. Maybe that's just us, Jeff.
Maybe we're just staticky.
Maybe it's just staticky in our ears.
Maybe we're like, we need to adjust our tinfoil antenna. Good morning, KOXE.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's the question today?
Hang on. Good morning, KOXE.
It's staticky on the radio.
It's staticky on the radio? That's what I was worried about. All right.
Every time it rains.
Every time it rains. I think it's weather related.
Yeah, it don't rain very often, but when it does, y'all got static.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Have a good day. Yeah. We figured it must have been, weather related. So, hope it's not too staticky. But speaking of severe weather, I was here Saturday night into Sunday morning doing severe weather, and I was using my cell phone to help with the weather forecast.
Right.
I could look at the radar easier on my phone than I could on the desktop and the whole big thing. And I was looking down at my phone, and I'm like in the 40% range. I'm like panicking. Oh my God, 40% on my cell phone.
You start to get that, little panicky feeling like, uh-oh, my phone's going to die. I don't have a charger on me.
Exactly. You know the feeling well. We all know the feeling well when our cell phone gets in that range. Well, according to a new survey, the so-called panic percentage where people start worrying about their phone's charge is when the phone gets to 38%.
It's very specific, I feel. Like, I think mine is definitely in the 30s, though. When my phone gets down to 30%, I'm like, okay, I need to find a charger.
I start to panic when I see it, like, around 50.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You like yours to be fully charged?
I like mine fully charged. But then when I go on road trips, I always gas up. Whenever the gas gauge hits a half a tank, I gas up.
Yeah, me too. No, I'm very much like that when it comes to gas. Yeah.
The same thing with my cell phone.
Yeah. Everything has to be filled up at 50%.
Yeah. So 38% is a very specific number. But what's yours? In the 40s, you said, or 50s?
I say mine's in the 30s.
For panicking?
For actual panic, like, oh, no, I need to find a charger somewhere. It's the 30s.
Yeah. I think mine's when it gets down to 50%. So when it gets, me about 50. What about you guys? 646-1013. When your phone gets down to a certain percentage, that's really sad.
It is. Well, I have friends that have their phone's perpetually always dead. Like, my phone's about to die. My phone's about to die. Like, in the morning, whenever I talk to them, my phone's about to die. How in the world is your phone about to die? You don't charge it?
Overnight?
Why would your phone about to be dead when we're just getting the day started?
I figure the younger people would have that more because they're always on their phones constantly.
Right.
It doesn't matter what day or time.
But, like,
it
wouldn't
is.
You think that while you're sleeping is the best time to kind of put that on a charge?
I would think
just
so.
Get it charged up.
I think so.
Or before sleeping.
Yeah.
Because I charge mine up before I go to bed. I don't like leaving it on all night because that, can hurt your battery.
Yeah. It says 34% of people say they don't get concerned until their battery falls below 20%.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I'd have heart palpitations. Or when they get a warning on their device, and 13% claim they're unfazed until it's under 10%.
Wow. At the other end of the spectrum, 24% of Americans start to worry about their battery life before it's even dropped to 50%. That's Jeff.
Yeah.
And not surprisingly, freaking out over battery life is more common among younger adults than older folks.
I would think that is very, very true.
Yeah. But then again, yeah, I guess that makes sense. If mine gets down into the red, it's like, oh gosh, I just can't talk on the phone because my battery says it's in the red. I can't use it when it's four until I get a charger.
We are tied to our device, no doubt about it.
We definitely are.
So everyone has a different panic level. What's your panic level? 646-1013, would love to know that. 622, Stuckley is back with your new sports and weather. And again, if you want some, we'd love to hear some rain gauge totals. That number again is 646-1013.
It's time for the biggest sporting event in Central Texas, the Racking Up Dreams Outdoor Charity Banquet, Saturday, May 10th at the Brownwood Coliseum. Doors open at 5:30 p.m., making dreams come true for kids with serious illness and disabilities, as well as supporting over 30 area nonprofit organizations. Once again, it's a sold-out event. The success of this charity banquet could not be possible without the support of the following businesses, ranches, and premium table sponsors: Star Valley Ranch, 6S River Ranch, G2 Ranch, Blue Stem Ranch, Hidden Waters Ranch, T.O. Outfitters, Santa Ana Sunset Lodge, Syntex Brush Control, J.L. and Mona Chastain, Champion Ranch, Quilts with a Heart, Weekly Watson's Hardware, Star Sales, Claudia Sosa Family, Syntex Hydraulic Supply, Full Draw Legends Taxidermy and Wild Game Processing, Santa Ana Custom Processing, Stevens Taxidermy, Allen's Taxidermy, The War Wagon, Thornhill Trucking, K&R RV Sales, Andy's Pest Troopers, Big Iron Heavy Equipment Contracting. God bless all that help make dreams come true.
Gear up, Brownwood Stanley Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is cranking it up with employee pricing on every new ride all April long. Meet Bart's 15% off all month. Time for service, full synthetic oil changes, just $79. And mark your calendar, April 26th. The Corning T. Smith Animal Shelter is rolling in with their mobile pet adoption. 1003 West Commerce Street in Brownwood. Swing by and let the friendly sales staff show you around. Deals won't last, so get in on employee pricing now at Stanley Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Proud sponsor of the Camp Bowie Veterans Appreciation Day at the Brownwood Ranch Rodeo.
Good Lord, put on some pants.
If you told me that you loved me, I would feel so proud. If you let me hold you, honey, I'll holler out loud. I'll never love another, even if I can. Oh, come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man.
Won't you let me, baby, just to kind of hang around? I'll always love you, honey, and I'll never let you down.
I'll never love another, even if I can. Oh, come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man. I'd climb the highest mountain if it reached up to the sky. To prove that I love you, I would jump off and fly. I'd even swim the ocean from shore to shore to prove that I love you just a little bit more.
Oh, won't you let me, baby, just to kind of hang around? I'll always love you, honey, and I'll never let you down.
I'll never love another, even if I can. Oh, come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man. If you told me that you loved me, I would feel so proud. If you let me hold you, honey, I'd holler out loud. I'll never love another, even if I can. Oh, come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man.
Oh, won't you let me, baby, just to kind of hang around? I'll always love you, honey, and I'll never let you down.
I'll never love another, even if I can. Oh, come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man. Come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man.
Have you heard CTTC's gig news? CTTC has 1 gig fiber internet for only $99 per month. At CTTC, we continue to provide our customers with the same great service at lower prices. As always, CTTC provides 24/7 tech support, speeds up to 1 gig, and no contract. Don't know what speed you need? Check out our broadband calculator on our website at syntex.net. CTTC. Connected to the community and connecting you to endless possibilities.
This message is from the KOXE KBWD Weather Center. Severe weather can form in a matter of minutes. Your family's safety may depend on receiving dependable, accurate information. You can depend on KOXE to bring you complete coverage of severe weather day or night. Our severe weather coverage is brought to you by Sweetwater Steel in Early. Shop at home for all your metal carports, patios, house roofs, metal buildings, and more. When severe weather threatens, tune in to KOXE 101.3 FM or KBWD 1380 AM.
people say we don't need this war, but I say there's some things worth fighting for. What about our freedom and this piece of ground? We didn't get to keep them by backing down. They say we don't realize the mess we're getting in. Before you start your preaching, let me ask you this, my friend. Have you forgotten how it felt that day to see your homeland under fire and her people blown away? Have you forgotten when those towers fell, we had neighbors still inside, going through a living hell? Forgotten. It took all the footage off my TV. Said it's too disturbing for you and me. It'll just breed anger, that's what the experts say. If it was up to me, I'd show it every day. Say this country is just out looking for a fight. Well, after 9/11, man, I'd have to say that's right. Have you forgotten how it felt that day to see your homeland under fire and her people blown away? Have you forgotten when those towers fell? Going through a living hell, and we vowed to get the ones behind Bin Laden. Have you forgotten? I've been there with the soldiers who've gone away to war, and you can bet that they they're fighting for. Have you forgotten all the people killed? Yes, some went down like heroes in that Pennsylvania field. Have you forgotten about our Pentagon, all the loved ones that we lost and those left to carry on? Have you forgotten? Have you forgotten?
This is your KOXC News Report for Monday, April 21st. I'm Derek Stuckley. Early voting for the May 3rd general election begins tomorrow, Tuesday, April 22nd, and runs through the following Tuesday, April 29th, at the Brown County Elections Office located at 613 North Fisk. Hours will be 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., April 22nd through 25th, then from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., April 28th and 29th. Local races include the early ISD Board of Trustees, where Robert Welker is on the ballot for Place 3, Scott Bird for Place 4, and Amanda DeBusser and Daniel Rodriguez for Place 5. Running for two open seats on the Bangs ISD Board of Trustees are Dennis Sanchez, Robert R.C. Lehman, Eric Likens, and Joy Mitchell. Also running to fill an unexpired term on the Bangs ISD Board of Trustees are Larry Lehman and Blue Tidwell. Government entities within Brown County will be busy with several meetings this week, starting with the Brown County Commissioners today. Items on the agenda include considering and taking appropriate action in regards to the countywide burden ban, discussion and possible approval of NACO membership, and discussion and possible approval to accept Constable Precinct 2 Troy Henderson's resignation letter. The Brownwood City Council will meet at 9 a.m. Tuesday, and items on their agenda include consider authorizing uses of the remaining opioid funding in the amount of $47,324 as indicated in the proposal from the Brownwood-Brown County Health Department. Consider ratification of the Brownwood Municipal Development District Board action to approve a downtown retail opportunity program grant not to exceed $25,000 to Stephen and Teresa Beal for property located at 201 Center Avenue. Consider authorizing letters of intent to purchase 4 trash trucks and 1 roll-off truck for sanitation and 1 dump truck for streets for the 2025-26 budget at an estimated cost of $2,025,000 to MHC Kenworth from Abilene. Discuss and award an administrative contract to Public Management, Inc. related to a Texas Parks and Wildlife Department local parks grant. Discuss and consider the award of a general engineering service agreement to Taylor Engineering. And consider accepting a bid for replacement of the window frame, windows, front doors, and the rear door of the service center at a cost of $18,830, utilizing early glass and Brownwood door of Brownwood. There will also be an executive session in which the council will consider a candidate for the Director of People and Performance, and they may ratify the city manager's appointment of the Director of People and Performance. The early city council will also meet Tuesday at 6 p.m., and items on the agenda include Robertson McGee CPA will present the fiscal year 2023-24 audit for council review and acceptance. The council will also consider approving a change order to the boardwalk at the Early Town Center. Consider acknowledging the completion of the lease agreement with Solaris Oilfield and to authorize a release of lien from the City of Early and issue special warranty deed for the building financed through Texas Department of Agricultural Texas Capital Fund project. The council will then hold a public hearing and possibly take action on the following items. Consider approving a fireworks stand at 710 Garmin Drive for the sale of fireworks. Consider approving a tattoo and piercing service at 611C Early Boulevard, and consider approving an accessory building on a vacant lot at 813 Scarlet Drive. The Brownwood-Brown County Health Department prescription drug take-back takes place today through Saturday. Envelopes can be picked up at the Health Department at 305 Booker Street between 7:30 a.m. to noon and 1 to 2 p.m. today through Friday, along with 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. Place unused medication and original containers into the envelope. Liquids must be placed in a sealed plastic bag before being placed in an envelope. Seal the envelope carefully and take them to the U.S. Post Office. Do not mail needles, syringes, lancets, injection pens, chemotherapy waters, or other medical waste in envelopes. Also, don't mail batteries, aerosol spray cans, illicit drugs, trash, or other hazardous materials in the envelopes. Additional information on these stories and more can be found at KOXC.com.
Hey folks, do you remember the getaway giveaway trips? Well folks, it's happening again. KOXC is teaming up with Hargrove Travel and area-wide sponsors to give you a chance to win a free trip with a twist. A trip could be a Disney cruise, Caribbean cruise, maybe go to the Florida Keys, maybe something else. What? Don't have a travel bug? Well, how about winning $2,000 in cash? Your choice. Thank you to these participating sponsors. Overhead Door and CMS Kinder Hearts Home Health. If you have a hard-working truck that needs tires that work hard too, let Hamrick's Automotive Center show you what the Yokohama Geolander ATXD can do for you. The Geolander ATXD is a commercial-grade all-terrain tire engineered to provide outstanding on- and off-road durability for full-size pickup trucks and commercial vans all year round. Hamrick's Automotive Center also has a wide variety of other Yokohama tires, so finding the perfect tire just got a whole lot easier. No matter which Yokohama tire you choose, you'll get a great tire at a great price, plus Yokohama's 30-day performance promise. Hamrick's Automotive Center is waiting for you at 611 East Wallace Street in San Saba.
This is your Monday KOXC Sports Report. One of the most historic seasons for the Brownwood Lady Lions track and field program reached new heights Saturday as they captured the Region 1 4AT championship and locked up 7 berths in the UIL State Track and Field Championships in the process. The Lady Lions, who have won every meet in which the full teams competed this season, generated 113 points at regionals, 38 more than runner-up Canyon, and claimed 4 gold medals. The girls' relays teams continue to rewrite the record book Saturday as the 4x100 relay of Isis Hall, Kaya Phillips, Jade Morin, and Anaya Hines earn the regional title in a time of 47.07 seconds, breaking the school record of 47.31 they set Friday in the preliminaries. Meanwhile, the 4x200 relay of Jade Morin, Kaya Phillips, Anaya Hines, and Kate Tindall also claimed a gold medal in a school record time of 139.73, topping the school record of 140.16 they'd also set the day prior. Kaya Phillips locked up her third gold medal of the day in the 200 meters, coasting to the regional championship in a time of 24.32. While on Friday, Hannah Dean captured the first of Brownwood's four regional championships in the high jump with a best effort of 5'5". Kate Tindall finished second by a toenail in the 300-meter hurdles as 0.03 of a second separated her from the third-place finisher. Kaya Phillips, who came in third place at the area meet in the long jump, pulled off one of the biggest upsets at regionals as she finished second with a leap of 18'6.5" to punch another ticket to Austin. The 4x400 relay team will also be joining the state party as Kate Tindall, Jade Morin, Rebecca Delgado, and Bracey Lee finished in another school record time of 3:56.49, which was second behind Canyon. The UIL Track and Field State Championships for Class 4A take place Thursday, May 1st at the University of Texas Meyer Stadium in Austin. The rest of the schools in Brown County combined to earn 15 state track and field berths over the weekend. Qualifying for Zephyr were Ronnie McLean and the girls' pole vault in the 300-meter hurdles, Haley Eason and the girls' triple jump, Aaron Fagan and the boys' 3,200 meters, Kirsten King and the girls' long jump, and Avery Stevens and the girls' 100 hurdles. For Bangs, Casey Solis qualified in both the long jump and the triple jump, while the 4x100 relay team and 4x200 relay team of Casey Solis, Abby Wolf, Valerie Razzo, and Cameron Harmon qualified for the Lady Dragons. From early, Camden Myers moved on in the boys' high jump, while Jamie Vassar qualified in the girls' shot put with a new school record distance. May is sending two qualifiers to state, as Ben Harrell and the boys' 400 meters and Kobe Morris and the boys' discus are both moving on. And from Blanket, Cannon Kensing qualified in the boys' 200 meters. Early will compete at the UIL Track and Field State Championships in Class 3A action on Thursday, May the 1st. Bangs will be in action against 2A foes on Friday, May the 2nd. And Blanket, May, and Zephyr will be in the Class 1A draw on Saturday, May 3rd. In softball action today, the District 8-2A co-champions Bangs and Cisco will meet in Eula to determine seeding for the playoffs. This has been a look at your local sports here on KOXE.
Welcome to the Chevy Lightning Round. Guess the clues to win. First team, you're up.
Powerful, commanding, unstoppable.
Silverado.
Adventurous, fun, techie.
Trailblazer.
Stylish, nimble.
Trax.
Innovative, electric.
Blazer EV.
Lightning Round champions, you've guessed all the right Chevy clues. Silverado, Trailblazer, Trax, and Blazer EV.
It's Chevy Truck Month. Well-qualified buyers get 2.9% APR financing for 72 months on all 2025 Silverado 1500 Turbo Max pickups. See your Big Country Chevy dealers. Monthly payment is $15.15 for every $1,000 you finance. Example down payment is 18.8%. Must finance with GM Financial. Some customers may not qualify. Not available with lease and some other offers. Take new retail delivery by 4/30/25.
The following are today's obituaries. A funeral service for Bill Sherrod, 81, of Zephyr, is pending with Brownwood Funeral Home. Bill Sherrod passed away Thursday, April 17th. A funeral service for Diana Lee Tate, 82, of Brady, will be held at 11 a.m. Tuesday at Leatherwood Memorial Chapels in Brady. Interment will follow at Rest Haven Cemetery in Brady. Visitation will be held from 6 to 8 p.m. today at the funeral home. Diana Lee Tate passed away Tuesday, April 15th. A graveside funeral service for Annie Merle Morris will be held at 2 p.m. Tuesday at Santa Ana Cemetery. Henderson Funeral Home of Santa Ana is in charge of arrangements. Annie Merle Morris passed away Wednesday, April 16th. A funeral service for Joanne Hopper Galt, 87, of Pretty, will be held at 10 a.m. Wednesday at Zion Lutheran Church in Pretty. Interment will follow at St. John Cemetery in Pretty. Visitation will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. Tuesday at Heartland Funeral Home in Early. Joanne Hopper Galt passed away Friday, April 17th. A graveside memorial for Bobby Ray Roberts, 85, of Brownwood, will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday at Sunset Memorial Garden Cemetery in Odessa. Laylock Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. Bobby Ray Roberts passed away Tuesday, April 15. A graveside funeral service for Jimmy Don Poe, 79, of Early, will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday at Blanket Cemetery. Groundwood Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. Jimmy Don Poe passed away Sunday, April 13th.
Hi, this is Sam Stewartson with Heartland Funeral Home. We understand how unsettling it can be when a funeral home goes out of business. Heritage Funeral Home Davis Morris Chapel has recently closed their doors. At Heartland Funeral Home, you can rest assured that we're here for you. If you have a prearranged funeral contract with Davis Morris Chapel, we will honor it with the care and respect you deserve. Please call or come by and visit with us for more information. Heartland Funeral Home, family-owned and operated, serving Brown County for over 30 years.
Your Monday weather forecast is brought to you by KOXE. After a rainy Saturday, more storms and showers are on the horizon this week. But first today, we'll see a high of 82 degrees under sunny skies with a 5-mile-an-hour southwest wind, while tonight the low will reach 55 under mostly clear skies. Tuesday calls for a 30% chance of rain during the day with a high of 84 and a 5-to-10-mile-an-hour south wind, while Tuesday night's rain chances increase to 70% with a low of 60 degrees. Today with a high of 78, and the rain chances decline to 40% Wednesday night with a low of 62. The chance for showers and storms during the day Thursday is currently at 70% with a high of 81 expected, and Thursday night's rain chances are at 60% with a low of 61. Rain chances continue into the weekend as Friday calls for a 50% chance of showers and storms with a high of 82 and a 30% chance of rain Friday night with a low of 62. Saturday currently features a 30% chance of rain with a high of 81, and Sunday includes a 20% chance of precipitation with a high of 84.
Thank you, Stuckley. 644 KOXC on your back to work, your back to school Monday. It's Jeff and Courtney waking you up. Current temps out there really haven't moved a whole lot since about 5:30 this morning. 54 over in Cisco. If you're waking up with us in Ballinger, it is 50 degrees. 52 in Goldthwaite at the airport here in Brandwood, 46. Your sunrise is 7 a.m. today. And your sunset tonight is 8:08, and your first light already happened. That happened way back at 6:34. Coming up just around the corner, Jeff and Courtney have your fact or fiction, and we have breakfast and lunch menus as well. Stick around for that and more on KOXE.
101.3 KOXE.
What I say, there's no doubt it's love, all right, 'cause I've never felt this way. An angel's what you are, and now I see you're not just someone else, you're something special. Wrapped in the arms of love is where I'll be for all the world to see. You're something special to me.
dreams of love is where I'll be. For all the world to see, you're something special to me. It's all such a mystery. You're something special to me.
Sneaky snake. Now maybe you won't see him, and maybe you won't hear, but he'll sneak up behind you and drink all of your root beer. And then sneaky snake goes dancing, wiggling and a hissing. Sneaky snake goes dancing, giggling and a kissing. Sneaky snake, he laughs too much, you see. When he goes wiggling through the grass, it tickles his underneath. Well, sneaky snake drinks root beer, and he just makes me sick. When he is not dancing, he looks just like a stick. Now he doesn't have any arms or legs, you cannot see his ears. And while we are not looking, he's stealing all of our beer. And then sneaky snake goes dancing, wiggling and a hissing. Sneaky snake goes dancing, a giggling and a kissing. I don't like old sneaky snake. He laughs too much, you see. When he goes wiggling through the grass, it tickles his underneath.
Oh, sneaky snake, gonna drink your root beer.
Don't drink my root beer.
No. What kind of root beer do you like? Barks or A&W, or do you have a preference?
Not really. Actually, I like the... put me on the spot. Now I can't think of it. Yeah, give me a minute. It'll come to me randomly.
I'm always partial to good old A&W in a frosty mug.
Oh, I love a good old A&W.
Yeah.
Like going to the A&W store and getting from the barrel. Do they still do that?
They're still A&W restaurants. But
do they have like the barrel that you get it out of? Like it's the fresh?
Well, that I don't know.
No?
I'm not sure.
They used to have it like that.
I haven't been to an A&W restaurant for a long time.
Me neither. Huh.
Last time I was at an A&W was when we were in Oregon on vacation last, but that's been a couple of years ago. Anyway.
Yeah. Mm. I'd love a good root beer, though.
A good root beer as well. But, I mean, lunchrooms and breakfast menus today brought to you by Dairy Queen. Dairy Queen will treat you right. They're at 1620 Austin Avenue, open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. 99 cent drinks until 10 a.m. They got just great breakfast items for people on the go. There's that static again. It's not sounding good. It's got to be weather related. I mean, I'm not an engineer, but I think it's always when it rains, if things get damp, it seems to be kind of kinky. Anyway, Dairy Queen bringing you the breakfast menus. So.
Dublin. It's called Dublin Soda, the root beer that I like.
The Dublin Dublin sodas are really good.
They really are.
A lot of good different flavors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, I told you it would just come to me in those random times. All right, let's get started with breakfast. We are actually down a few menus this morning that kids are still out of school. But Blanket will be having pancakes, bacon, juice, fruit, and milk for breakfast. And for lunch, Blanket will be having chicken wings, chips, celery, carrots, ranch, mixed fruit, sherbet, ketchup, and milk. Early ISD for breakfast will be having a breakfast pizza or sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit, 100% fruit juice, fruit, milk variety, and that'll come along with some jelly. For lunch, Early will have a corn dog or chicken strips with a roll, potato wedges, tomato cup, fruit cup, milk, salad entree, ketchup, mustard, and ranch. That's you, Jeff.
Balls in my court. Let's go with the Brentwood Senior Citizen Center today. They're going to have steak fingers for lunch. Steak fingers with mashed taters, cream gravy, broccoli, and banana bread. That sounds good. Or, well, it says bread, space, banana. Banana bread or bread, comma, and bananas. That's a mystery.
That is a mystery.
I'm going to go, they put it reversed amidst banana bread, just because I like banana bread.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
You never know. That might be something you have to just find out.
Find out for yourself today when you get there. Your activity today is going to be bingo at 10 a.m. at the Senior Citizen Center. And those are your menus today, brought to you by our good friends over at Dairy Queen. They will treat you right.
It's time for Jeff and Courtney's Fact or Fiction.
Fact or Fiction is brought to you by the Section Hand Steakhouse. Open Tuesday through Sunday at open at 7 a.m. for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They are actually closed today, but they'll open at 7 a.m. tomorrow. They have a convenient drive-thru. To-go orders welcome. Daily lunch specials, Sunday buffet, and don't forget their amazing salad bar, Section Hand Steakhouse.
All right.
Okay.
So we're playing for a six-pack of Dr. Pepper and a KOXC t-shirt today.
All right. Can't go wrong with that, Jeff.
No.
You really can't. Okay. Are we ready? Sharks are immune to all known diseases. Sharks are immune to all known diseases.
You know what? I have to go fact on this one because they've been around since the dinosaurs. Haven't they?
They have. They have been around since the dinosaurs.
I'm going to go fact.
All right. Jeff's going fact. Let's see what everybody else is going this morning.
Good morning. It's KOXC Fact or Fiction. What do you got?
I think it's a fact.
Thomas, you think it's a fact?
And I hadn't won in a long time.
Okay.
3 weeks anyway, but if I win, I'm just going to sit where he wants to go out and eat, pay for dinner, and go watch a movie.
Wow.
Aw, that's very kind, Thomas.
All right. We got you down for a fact.
Thank you, fact.
All right. KOYC, Fact or Fiction. What do you got?
I just need to know, is Bramwood School going to be open today?
The only menus that we have are early and
I believe Brownwood is open today.
Yeah, okay, it doesn't show Brownwood. Zephyr, yeah. Brooksmith, and May are no school today.
Yeah, they were out Friday, okay. So I believe they're open today.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye. Good morning, KOXC. It's Fact or Fiction. What do you got?
I'm going to go fiction, even though I can't win, so there are things to pick up. I'm going to say fiction, boys.
Thank you, Pat.
Thank
you,
Pat.
Got down for fiction.
Sharks are immune to all known diseases.
All right, it's KOXC Fact or Fiction.
Hello.
What's your guest today?
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, go ahead.
Fiction.
You're going fiction today, huh? All right, and who is this?
Regina.
Good morning, Regina. Thank you for calling in today.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Sharks are immune to all known diseases. 325-646-1013 to get your guess in.
Take a couple more calls if you want. I'm going to go fact on this one just because they've been around for so long. But I don't think they have any known predators, although that's completely a whole other subject.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say it doesn't really matter.
Good morning, KOXC Fact.
Good morning. This is Felix.
Hey, Felix.
Fact.
Felix going fact.
I'm with you, yeah. Felix. Thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so we got Thomas says fact, Pat has fiction, Regina has fiction, me and Felix have fact.
Okay. Sharks are immune to all known diseases, and the answer is fiction.
Really?
They are not immune to all known diseases. I wonder which ones they're...
That's
a whole other rabbit hole to go down.
That is surprising.
Yep. Well, looks like our winner is Regina.
Yes. Yes, you're right. Regina. I couldn't read my own writing. Good job. Regina, you're the big winner for Fact or Fiction today.
All right. Congratulations, Regina.
Six-pack of Dr. Pepper and a KOXC t-shirt coming your way. Regina, good job.
Very exciting. Congratulations.
6:58 at KOXC. SRN News coming up top of the hour, and then we roll into the 7 o'clock hour.
That's exciting.
Shop Southwest Appliance and Furniture in Brownwood. The best quality appliances and furniture and top-notch service. And only famous brand names like Frigidaire, Whirlpool, Ashley, Best, and Serta. At Southwest Appliance and Furniture, check out the special offers, discounts, and rebates that all add up to the best deals in Central Texas. From the living room and the bedroom to the kitchen and every other room in your home, Southwest Appliance and Furniture has just what you need at the price you can afford. Stop in today at Southwest Appliance and Furniture, 100 CC Woodson Road in Brownwood.
Destination Ford is your destination for savings. Buy select new 2024 or 2025 Ford F-150 or Ford Bronco. You will get employee pricing at Destination Ford. You pay what we pay. Join our Destination family. Buy a new Ford F-150 and get employee pricing. Or buy a new Ford Bronco. You will get employee pricing. Plus, get warranty forever. Drive out today and enjoy the comfort and convenience of our all-new showroom. Or visit DestinationFordBrady.com right now.
If you're going out someone new, I'm going out someone too. I won't feel sorry for me. I'm getting drunk, but I'd much rather be somewhere with you. Laughing loud on a Carnival Avenue, driving around Saturday night, you made fun of me. Singing my song, got a hotel room just to turn you on. Said pick me up at 3 a.m. You're fighting with your mom again. And I go, I go, I go somewhere with you. Yeah. I won't sit outside your house and wait for the lights to go out. Call up an ex to rescue me. Climb in their bed when I'd much rather sleep somewhere with you, like we did on the beach last summer when the rain came down. We took cover down in your car out by the pier. Laid me down, whispered in my ear, I hate my life, hold on to me. All if you ever decide to leave, then I'll go, I'll go, I'll go. I can't go out every night of the week. Can't go home with anybody I need. But it's just a temporary high. Cause when I close my eyes, I'm somewhere in. You see me out on the town, and it looks like I'm burning it down. You won't ask, and I won't say, but in my heart, I'm always somewhere with you. Laughing loud on the Carnival Avenue, driving around Saturday night, you made fun of me. Singing my song, got a hotel room just to turn you on. Said pick me up at 3 a.m., you're fighting me. Mom again, and I go, I go, I go. I can't go out every night of the week. Can't go home with anybody I meet. But it's just a temporary high. Cause when I close my eyes, somewhere with you. Somewhere with you.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Roman Catholics around the world are grieving the death of Pope Francis as mourners gather in Rome and church bells toll in the Eternal City and beyond. The Vatican says the pontiff died at 7:35 this morning, a day after greeting crowds on St. Peter's Square and also holding a meeting with Vice President Vance at Vatican City. Pope Francis dead at the age of 88. A slow-moving storm system brought flooding rains, large hail and tornadoes to parts of Texas and Oklahoma, Illinois, Missouri, and beyond over the weekend. There were many high-water rescues, numerous trees down, power outages across a vast area. The fierce weather left at least three people dead. The White House says no classified information was shared, reacting to another Signal chat controversy involving Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. More details at srnnews.com.
You heard the news. Newsmax just went public on the New York Stock Exchange and listed on the big board. Millions of Americans like you are joining our news revolution. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top 12 news brands in America. Even President Trump says it's terrific. 40 million Americans go to Newsmax, and its audience grew 50% since the same time last year. Millions really are making the switch to Newsmax. If you want to be a Newsmax share owner, call your advisor or get more info at NewsmaxInvest.com. Stand with Newsmax today for a strong America. This communication is for informational purposes only and shall not be intended to or shall not constitute any offer to buy or sell securities, nor shall there be any sale of securities in any jurisdiction in which such offer, solicitation, or sale would be unlawful.
Rise and shine.
What is that noise?
What's that face?
Happy Monday.
Good morning,
everyone.
Mondays suck.
Hey there, you guys ready to get wild and crazy?
I don't work Mondays.
I'm taking you off the air until further notice.
Okay, great. Have a good show.
Are we on the air?
It's go time.
It is go time on a back to work, and it's a back to school Monday. Jeff and Courtney, the big show. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Monday fun day, right?
Absolutely. I'm having the time of my life already.
I think that'd be a great title for a song. I've had the time of my life.
It really would. Yeah. It's almost like,
I have the time of my life.
It's almost like Patrick Swayze and.
Is that the one where no one put baby in the corner?
Yeah, definitely. Except for they did.
They did put baby in the corner. 6 minutes after 7 o'clock today, your sunset tonight is 8:08. So we got a beautiful day ahead of us. Actually, this is going to be the nicest day of the week. If you're just getting up with us, sunny skies today, 82 degrees, calm winds in the afternoon, like 5 miles per hour. So just a beautiful day today. And then pretty much good chance of rain and thunderstorms the rest of the week. Sorry.
So if you want to do some stuff outside, today is the day.
Today is
your day to get out there and do it.
But I think you should take it easy today.
I'm going to rest today. My back's hurt. I'm just exhausted. My brain's really not fully functioning. Not that that's always a thing, you know, but.
I'm looking over on your side of the wall. You don't even have coffee.
I didn't drink coffee this morning because I want to go back to bed.
So you're making the commitment.
My intention, I am committed to being lazy. So.
That works. That's okay.
Yep. It's just one of those days.
Yeah, 54 right now in Cisco. If you're waking up with us in Ballinger, 50. 52 in Goldthwaite, 46 at the airport. In Brandwood, again, your sunrise is 7 a.m. So
it's
the sun,
out there.
It's up.
It's oh,
already
it's
up.
Out there.
It's already up.
It's bright and shining. Yeah. I can see it.
We can see it clearly now.
Yep.
You still got your OMG fact of the day on the way.
Your dad joke. Your rib tickler.
The dad joke of the day is on the way. We have your impossible question on the website, which is blowing and going today. It's a good one today. 16% of apprehended shoplifters have stolen this item. What is it? 16% of people, or 16% of apprehended shoplifters have stolen this item. What is it? That is stupid.
It's stupid. Well, shoplifting's stupid, so the whole deal is.
Period.
But
yeah.
Also, I wasn't expecting the answer that it was, so just learn something new every day, don't we, Jeff?
Yeah, JC's got candy. Misty says soda. Johnny says food. Dennis just guesses cosmetics. We got people guessing diapers and food, makeup, gum. I'm ashamed to say I stole a pack of gum from 7-Eleven when I was like 8 or 9.
Yeah.
I remember feeling just so insanely guilty. Like,
that's good, though.
I was in the back seat of the car, and I remember just like thinking, oh, my God, any day now or any minute now, they're gonna, someone's going to come find me.
I mean, they're coming for me.
I was horrible.
We're just waiting for the police to come knock on the door.
I'm still waiting.
I think I was involved in a beer run or so as a teenager back home. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's not good. But
it's not.
Get your guess on the Facebook page by 8:30 for a chance to win. So the big talk last week was the Jeff Bezos, that rocket that he built. Mm-hmm. It's called Blue Sky. Anyway,
yeah, it's escaping my mind, but it is Blue something or other. So
his girlfriend and Katy Perry and a couple other people.
It looked like literally the picture that I saw, like a reality show cast, was going to space.
Yeah, and they bought their way on there. Kudos to them. They went up and down in like 12 minutes, but they made it to the orbiting level or something.
Yeah.
So they made it up there and they came back down. So. Some of them thought they were astronauts, and I'm like, just shut up.
Yeah,
you're not an astronaut.
Making astronauts. Yeah.
I mean, I admire the fact you went up there. I wish I could. It's right. Awesome, but let's not make a bigger deal of it than it really is. So,
you're not some sort of international hero.
Yeah, you didn't go to the space station for 9 months and get stuck there.
Come yeah.
So the big question was posed, if money was no object and you could go to space, would you go to space?
Absolutely.
You're 100% on that.
100%. Wouldn't have to ask me twice. If someone said, do you want to go to space? I would say yes.
Wow.
Let's go.
It's kind of crazy because most Americans in a new poll said no. They would not go to space, even if money was no object. Only around a third of us would do it. 31% said yes. 55% said no way. 14% said maybe.
Huh.
I'd be on the
list. Interesting.
I'd be yes, for sure.
You'd be going to?
I would love to go to space.
I think, yeah, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
Let's go to space. If there's an opportunity out there, let me and Jeff know because we're off to space.
Anyone have a rocket that we can
borrow? Yeah. Most Americans in a new poll said no, they wouldn't go to space if money was no object. People who wouldn't go think it's either too risky, too bad for the environment, or they're just not interested.
Some of us are more willing to go than others, though, especially men and young people. So 39% of men would go up compared to 23% of women. And half of people in their 20s said yes, compared to just 19% of seniors.
Oh, it's called Blue Origin.
Blue Origin. Thank you.
There it goes.
Yes.
Blue Origin. So that begs the question, would you go the opposite? Would you go into the ocean?
I would not go down under the ocean, but I would go to space.
See, I think I'd do both.
The ocean always kind of freaks me out a little bit.
I know for a fact I'd go 100% into space. Yeah, I would do both. I would go deep into the ocean, and I would go into space as well.
I mean, if Elon Musk wants me to go to Mars, I would love to go to Mars and put a Dollar General up there or something, or a Walmart up there. I would love to go to Mars.
One of those Dollar General markets, so it has everything. I actually like those.
I would go to Mars. I'd go to space in a heartbeat. Under the sea, I don't think I would.
No?
I would have given it more thought until that last dive down to the Titanic. It seemed like that's just an awful way to go. Like, when they were making that dive, they had to know when something started to go wrong, this is it.
Yep. But, I mean, that's anything.
Oh, I couldn't.
Taking a risk getting up and going to work in the morning.
True.
Really, in reality, if you think about it on the big scheme of things, if I'm going out, I want to go out epically. I don't, you know, like, if it's going to happen, wouldn't it be neat to say, oh, well, she was going to space or into the ocean to make some discovery of the depths of the ocean, not just something.
Yeah.
That's the way I think I would rather go out or make it and actually be able to say, hey, I went to space.
Yeah.
That would be neat.
So would you rather go to space, go to the moon, or would you rather dive down to Titanic and see what's all down there?
Oh, I would way rather go to space for sure. But
it really is the Titanic. I think it's the Olympic, but Anyway.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's another
thing.
See, wouldn't you want to go down and see for yourself?
That would be so cool to see that it really is.
Just so that you would know and you could see firsthand without having to hear it from somebody else or whatever. You could say, it isn't the Titanic. I see the evidence right here.
Man, I'd love to go to the moon and see the footprints up there. Oh, that would be cool.
Oh, man, that would be so awesome. What would y'all do? Would y'all say yes to the moon?
646-1013. Good morning, Kayla.
I wanted everybody to know I got the inch and a half of rain here. Last
2 days, and
I got
peace out there.
So I don't know what y'all got, but I know what I got. Bye,
girls.
Thank you, Pat.
Thank you, Pat. Have a blessed day. Pat didn't say whether she'd go to the moon or not. But we're taking our listener poll. Would you go to space if you could afford it? Yes or no? 646-1013. I'm a big yes.
Me too. If you had the opportunity to go to space, would you go?
Then is going to space what these ladies really did? I mean, they went up on the rocket.
I've heard different things from like the view of the rocket and how it's all clean and all of that and what it would look like coming back into the atmosphere and that. So who knows?
I mean, they didn't drive it.
Right?
They're passengers, I think. Good morning, KOXC.
Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, Thomas.
Thomas, would you go to space?
I had to go to the moon, but I think you'll die both ways.
You could die either way.
You could die doing anything.
Yeah.
So.
But if you went down to the Titanic, you'd die. If you went to watch these movies where you go to outer space, you'd die too, you know. So
either way.
Yeah. I know, regardless. There's always a risk.
My feet are very well planted on Earth, you know.
So it's a no for Thomas.
No,
no for Thomas. Thank you, Thomas.
Thank you, Thomas.
646-1013. What would you do? Would you go to the moon?
Yeah, would you go? 325-646-1013. What would you do?
I'm surprised that most Americans in a new poll said no, they would not go to space.
I am too.
I'm a little surprised because space travel now seems to be a little more safer, I guess.
It's more of it's happening.
More of it's happening. Thank you. Yes. Good morning, KOXC.
Yes, I would not go to space, only because it would be too claustrophobic and I would freak out.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
Same with the ocean. Like, to put me in this little submarine,
You're going, no thank you.
I'm going, no thank you. But Gunner says, heck yeah, he's going.
Yes, absolutely. Gunner, I'd go to space with you, buddy.
Actually, kind of like to make a satellite that's 4 times more powerful than the International Space Station.
Wow. Well, you do that. Sounds
all
amazing.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Wow. Yeah, the claustrophobic thing would be something. So I think it'd be a spaceship with like 1,600 square feet, maybe.
You need a 1,600 square feet.
Living area, kitchen, dining area. To relax, put my feet up
so,
a little bit.
So, a very specific spaceship to get to space.
I mean, if I watch a lot of documentaries about, the Apollo 13 and those guys.
Mm-hmm.
It is really tight.
It is.
No wasted space.
Yeah, I don't really get claustrophobic like that, though. If I was having to go into, like, a tight space, like a cave or something like that, I think that would be entirely different. But going to space, I'd be fine with it. And they have little windows. So, can you imagine the view? Just riding up into space of the stars and, I'm about that life.
Just don't roll the window down or anything.
Definitely. No. Don't roll the window down.
No. I can only imagine the view that you would get from there.
Yeah, there's something that you could never imagine or capture on film or anything like that, something you could only see firsthand like that.
So I would go to space, but not to the ocean. You would do both?
I'd absolutely do both.
All right. Yep. There we go. 7:17 already at KOXC birthdays coming up just around the corner. Give us a call with your birthday or anniversary, 646-1013.
Came home last night, a good book
sometimes. You still look like an angel. I heard you're doing fine. Got promoted back in April. And you met someone. Your dad says he's okay. Well, I've never been better. Things are going my way. I sleep like a baby. I never show up late. Somebody too. She's a model out in LA, and she's begging me to move. She says Malibu is really great. I ain't decided if I'm going or not, but at the end of the day, hey, I sleep like a baby.
That's everyone's favorite guy, Zach Top. Boy, he is blowing up. He is everywhere.
Zach Top is great.
He is awesome. Love him. That one's called I Never Lie. It's 725 at KLXC. Normally, Courtney does her birthday dance, but she's got a bad back today.
Yeah, I'm not dancing.
No dancing today. Dancing. I got one birthday today. You don't have any?
I'm birthdayless over here, Jeff.
Good morning, KOXE. Good morning, KOXE.
Hello?
Oh, hello. There you go. We got you.
Oh, good. Scared me. Good morning. Happy chocolate covered cashews day. Mm. Sounds like a good snack for later today, I think. Happy birthday to Michael Kemp from Jen. Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Jen.
Thank you, Jen. Happy Monday to you. And you have no birthdays?
I'm birthdayless.
I have a birthday over here. Happy birthday to Ron Baldwin. Ron Baldwin, happy birthday, sir.
Happy birthday.
Chastity Willoughby and Joanna Phillips.
Happy birthday, Ron.
Ron, you know what? Your name's going into the birthday bucket.
Right on in the birthday bucket.
You could be a big winner this Friday for our birthday anniversary drawing. Anyone else? 646-1013. The static is back.
It is. Guess who's back?
It's got to be weather related. It's got to be.
It's got to be. I keep wiggling things and wiggling cords and to no avail.
No avail.
It's not doing anything.
It's got to be from the dampness and the rain. It's got to be.
Something.
726 at KLWC. Birthdays and anniversaries today brought to you by our friends over at Subway. We went there over the weekend. I have my number 20.
Going to say, I pretty much know what you had.
Chicken bacon ranch
for Jeff.
It was delicious.
Your local Subway brings new bold flavors along with your old favorites. Choose from the Subway series, classic sandwiches, fresh melts, wraps, and salads. Be sure to customize it just the way you like it. You'll always get fresh cut veggies and toppings with fresh baked bread. And don't forget the cookies. Come in, order online, or let DoorDash bring it to you. Subway, made fresh just the way you want it.
Do you have money sitting idle in the bank or in a CD earning 1% or less? Would you like your money to earn as much as 6% guaranteed? At Painter Johnson Financial, we have options for you. This is Bart Johnson. Today's uncertain financial climate dictates thoughtful and careful planning utilizing financial products that help preserve, protect, and grow wealth. We offer fixed annuity products that earn as much as 6% or more to help you meet that challenge. If you're looking for a guaranteed place for a portion of your retirement savings, CDs, or dollars just tucked away in a low-yielding savings account, Painter & Johnson invites you to come in or call today to see if one of our 6% guaranteed annuities might be a good fit for you. This is Bart Johnson. Call me at 325-646-2959 or come by and learn how we have helped our clients preserve and grow their wealth for over 40 years. Painter & Johnson.